In the name of Jesus, the light of the world, who was born for us as we continue to celebrate Christmas this weekend. In his precious name, amen. December 24th and 25th is the Jewish Christmas. January 6th is the Gentile Christmas. How many Jews do we have here? Well, that's what I thought. We're all Gentiles. Did you realize that there are two Christmases? Do you realize that for a long time, the church had a struggle? Do we celebrate Christmas on December 25th, or do we celebrate Christmas on January 6th? We do it both times. We celebrate it both times because on December 25th, we celebrate the Jewish Christmas, and this weekend, Christmas continues as we celebrate the Jewish Christmas. So, Merry Christmas to you. Tonight, we have the Jewish Christmas story as we have it from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." The Magi in the east. You know, we sing the song, "We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar." They weren't kings. We sometimes talk about them as being kings, and it's all right to sing that song, and it's all right to do that, but they weren't really kings. We sometimes think they were kings because, well, if you can see the manger scene over there, we put crowns on them. When you see all kinds of pictures of them, we always have crowns on them, don't we? And the scriptures kind of tell us a little bit about that. I don't know if you caught it in the Isaiah 60 passage. Pastor Snow read it for us tonight, but it talks about nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Not talking about the Magi, but that's okay. The scripture that's up on the screen there from Psalm 72, "The kings of Tarshish and of distant shores will bring tribute to him. The kings of Sheba and Seba will present him gifts." You get where we get three kings? Tarshish, Sheba, and Seba. Not kings, but magi. Magi. Go ahead with the next slide. And one more click. There it is. Magi. That's a strange word for us. Maybe you'll recognize it. Do the next click again. Aha, now it makes more sense, right? Magician. We get the word magician from magi or wise men. These visitors who came to visit Jesus, by the way, maybe a year after the Jewish Christmas, these magi who came were wise men. They were those who helped the king to know the different directions that the king should go and so on. They were very wise. And they were wise because of 600 years before, there was a special wise man that maybe you know from the Old Testament. The wise man Daniel. The Babylonian captivity where they took those Jewish boys and they took them, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, you remember the stories? And remember that Daniel was the chief of the wise men. That Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar had put Daniel in charge because he could interpret dreams and he had true wisdom and he was the one who was the one who was truly wise. And he was truly wise because God was in him. Wise men still worship Christ is what our theme is for tonight. And the theme is a person is truly wise because God, the Holy Spirit, is in them and through them. You see, there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Can we do the next one? There, we got it. Boy, we have a lot of very knowledgeable people. Go to any of the universities, go to any of the colleges and so on, and you've got a lot of very knowledgeable people. They have a lot of knowledge in their head. But, you know, some of them aren't too wise. They just don't have too much wisdom at all. Because, go ahead with the next slide, knowledge talks about facts and figures, lots of those kinds of things. But wisdom, go ahead, wisdom is the application of those and the real meaning. What do you do with all that knowledge? We got all kinds of knowledge about cancer, and we got all kinds of knowledge about technology and all these kinds of things, but unless you can use that knowledge and put that knowledge to some kind of a purpose, it's just words, it's just facts, and it's no helpful at all. We have that in the Christmas story. We have that in the Gentile Christmas story for you and for me. And it's an important lesson for us. Go ahead with the next slide. Those magi, those wise men, they traveled, well, we don't know, 200-300 miles, maybe farther, something like this, to see the King of the Jews, the Christ child. And you remember they came to Jerusalem because they figured King of the Jews would be born where? In the capital city. And as they asked about there in Jerusalem, you know Jesus wasn't born in Jerusalem because we celebrated the Jewish Christmas and knowing it was Bethlehem. Now, how interesting it is, the wise men who traveled so far, who knew that there was a king born, King of the Jews, they didn't know where. But the Jewish people who lived in Jerusalem, they checked out their scriptures, like they should have. And they found out from Micah chapter 5, verse 2, that, would be born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem was 5-6 miles away. Bethlehem was close. But the Jewish people, even though they had the knowledge, didn't apply it at all and didn't go to Bethlehem at all. The wise men, though, the wise men who were wise and knew that the king was born, also put that into application, and of course, they went. And as they went, then they saw the baby Jesus. Would you have gone with them? Would you have joined the wise men? You know, the wise men, as they went, next slide, please. And another click. There we got it. The wise men, they had to leave their comfort zone. They had to leave their comfort of their home, and they had to go on a long travel. They weren't sure where they were going. They didn't know for sure where that baby was born. Go ahead with the next one. They were Gentiles, and they had to go to a different culture. If you get a chance to talk to David Saving, talk to him about the different cultures that CCCS and Lead a Child is and how difficult it is. Maybe some of you have been in some different cultures that are there. Even the Hispanics and even the Chinese and so on, the different cultures we have here in the United States, how kind of uncomfortable that is, right? They also, the wise men, they went to a foreign and a pagan government. I don't know how much they knew about Herod, but you know, Herod was extremely jealous and had killed off most of his family, and he wanted no rivals at all. And here, the wise men are asking King Herod, where is the baby-born king of the Jews? Would you have joined the wise men? Followed a star? I use a GPS. And you know what? They were also very wise because they stopped and asked directions. Do we stop and ask directions when we run into problems in our lives? Or do we try and do it on our own? Do we stop and ask directions and maybe come especially to where the directions really help us out in God's Word? Or do we try and figure it out some other way with all kinds of other things? How wise are we? Do we follow the star of Jesus and his word? Also, the baby who is king. They went and worshiped a baby. A baby who's king? They knew because of the Holy Spirit. And go ahead, we had the last one there. Go ahead. And expensive. Man, that trip cost them a lot. Maybe it took them a year to get there. We don't know. And the gifts that they brought and so on. How wise would we go with the wise men? How much are we willing to give up in order to follow Jesus, our Lord and Savior? The wise men were truly wise. And not according to world standards, not according to the way that the world said, can you imagine what some of their friends said? You guys are crazy. What? You're going to travel how far? And you're going to do what? And you're giving this to a baby? The world says that about us too, doesn't it? The world says that about Christians as well. You Christians, you believe what? You think that some water poured on a baby's head makes any difference? You think that a little bit of bread and wine as you come up, what? You're talking about Jesus there and so on? You think that God's word has power to help me in my life? The world thinks it's crazy. Go ahead with it. Oh, we got it. Okay, leave that one up there. But the wise men were truly wise. God had worked in their hearts, and they came and they worshiped and received the gifts that God gave to them as they came and saw the Christ child. The Christ child who had been born King of the Jews. They knew that because God had worked that in their lives. They were the first of the Gentiles, us too, the first of the Gentiles to come and know Jesus Christ as, we sang, the light of the world, as is the Savior of the world, the first of many to know that. True wisdom. True wisdom comes from God. Please, the next slide. The true wisdom comes from God's word. The scriptures tell us the fear of the Lord, that's faith. Faith in Jesus Christ is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who practice it. Those with faith in Jesus Christ have the Holy Spirit's wisdom, gives to us that wisdom, and so we can be very deliberate. God's word says it, and so it's true. Go ahead with the next one. Are we prepared? The wise men were prepared for whatever it might be, for a long journey, for whatever it would be to come and see their Savior. Are we prepared to give an answer for anybody who asks us? Are we prepared as the world doesn't believe or thinks we're foolish about these kinds of things? You know, remember what the Apostle Paul said, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. Are we prepared to share that power of God with others as the Holy Spirit maybe is working in their hearts too, so that they might know the truth of God's word? Go ahead with the next one. They follow directions. God gave them the star, and the star led them. They got to Jerusalem, and they followed directions from the Jewish leaders down to Bethlehem, and the star led them there. Do we follow God's directions? Or do we try and go off on our own? God gives us pretty clear directions in His scriptures. He gives us pretty clear directions of how He'd like for us, how He wants for us, how He commands us to lead our lives. Do we follow those directions, or are we foolishly trying to go off on our own? The wise men, true wisdom, and now the wise men, true worship. Go ahead with the next slide. True worship, go ahead. They came and they bowed down. Honest humility. When we come into God's presence, we understand how unworthy we are and how wonderful our Lord and Savior Jesus is. And so we start off with a confession. We start off with coming in and saying, I'm unworthy to be in your presence, God, but because of your great love, I confess my sins and we receive that great gift that He gives to us. Yes, honest humility that we begin. Go ahead with the next one. We also then offer ourselves. God comes and He gives us all these wonderful blessings, and we come back and we say, how can I serve you? How can my life be a life of service for you? The wise men brought gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. They brought gifts for the Christ child to use. God gives us the gifts of our lives. How can we use our lives in service to Him? And finally, the true worship means changed people. Can you imagine those magi as they went back home again? Can you imagine the change that was in their life after they had seen the Christ, the King of the Jews, the promised Messiah, the one who had been promised from long ago? Are we changed? Are we changed, or is there no change at all? As we come and are reminded of our baptism, as we come and God's word comes into our hearts once again, as you read the scriptures and have your devotions at home, as you have your prayer life, as you grow in your faith, as you come tonight again and receive Christ's true body and blood, are we changed? Are we shining that light to a world that is so dark that needs to know Jesus Christ? Can they look at us and see that we are wise men, women, and children, that God, the Holy Spirit, lives and works in us? True wisdom means that we are changed. Changed by God. Changed by the Holy Spirit. And people notice that, and we have opportunity to share that with others. May God continue to bless you with the Christmas blessings. The Jewish blessings, the Gentile blessings. The Jewish blessings that come to us and the Gentile, as Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. In His precious name, amen. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding always keep our hearts and our minds centered in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.